This is under the suit. We have to work together. An X-Men First Class Avengers Movieverse crossover fic, written by Helen78 and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Eric Lenscher Charles Xavier, and contains minor spoilers for both movies. Author's notes. Sometimes treadmill fic is just plain crack. To put it in context, beach no, chair yes, and I pity poor Nick Fury for having to herd these particular cats.
You're staring,
Charles tells Eric. Eric straightens, crossing his arms across his chest and focusing on Fury, on the debriefing he and Charles and their students are meant to be getting, along with the S.H.I.E.L.D.-assembled squad of human superheroes.
It's their mess. I don't know what we're doing here.
Eric sends back. Not for the first time. Norse gods, the collapse of human governments, human institutions.
We were done with this in Cuba, weren't we? When the fight comes to us, then I'll join the battle. And in the meantime, they can keep their wars to themselves.
But they've had this argument before, and Charles can tell that Eric's revisitation of it is just a deflection.
It's not as though I blame you,
Charles points out.
He's wearing an entire suit of metal armor. I did imagine that would attract your attention. Do I really seem so shallow to you? After all these years, you've known me, Charles.
Charles smiles softly, still watching Fury's presentation. Eric gives him a mental sigh.
It isn't the suit. He has a thin wafer of some kind of metal inside him. I can't tell what it is. I've never felt it before.
Eric glances down at Charles.
I don't suppose you'd...
Ask him yourself, Charles sends back primly.
I'm sure he'd love to tell you all about it. Of that, I have tremendously little doubt. He never seems to shut up.
Eric slips a hand onto Charles' shoulder as Fury finishes with the presentation, and Charles reaches up, fingers twining into Eric's and squeezing. It gets a look from Stark, who's either got a trace of psychic ability himself, or is simply highly attuned to people having sexual chemistry near him. Chemistry that is taking place right in front of him, but isn't trying to involve him. He tosses them a smirk. No telepathic boning while we're all out saving the planet, huh? He says. The man in the stylized flag uniform.
Rogers,
Charles reminds Eric. Winces, but the mask almost covers it. The horrified groans from the X-Men is something Eric is going to have to face down in class next week. It's not as if anyone didn't know, but usually no one's so blatant about pointing it out. Young man, Eric says with dignity. Professor Xavier and I have been working as a team for some time now. I believe we know exactly how to collaborate without distraction. He eyes Stark's armor. Incidentally, what precisely is that mechanism built into the lumbar region of your... Rogers loops his head around, staring at Stark. Stark pulls his mask down. Nothing! We're good! Everybody pack him up, head him out, rawhide!
What is built into... Ask him yourself,
Eric returns.
I'm sure he'd love to tell you all about it.
Under Eric's hand, Charles shifts, and Eric does his best to cover for the smirk.
I see. Well, I certainly won't feel guilty about any telepathic boning we get up to today. I thought not,
Eric thinks, smirk slipping free now. I believe the rest of us already as well. The end.